Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Klaus. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Joost. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Zovchin. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willard Nixon. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Willard Nixon. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting second. The second baseman, Hector Lopez. Batting third. The right fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Finnegan. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jack Littrell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Astroth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vic Rashi. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Vic Rashi. And now, play ball. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Klaus moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a pop-up towards short. Littrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Zovchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zovchin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Klaus scores. Williams moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lopez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Joost misplays the ball. That's an error on Joost. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Joost misplays the ball. That's an error on Joost. Vallo moves to second. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall strikes out. Two outs. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Klaus hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nixon moves to second. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. Joost hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Finnegan reaches second base with a double. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littrell hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is called out on strikes. Two outs. Vic Rashi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rashi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Astroth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen is called out on strikes. Two outs. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Zobchin hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-1 in the game. Lopez strikes out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-1 in the game. Zerniel takes first base on ball 4. Vallow moves to second. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-1 in the game. Simpson takes first base on ball 4. Vallow moves to third. Zerniel moves to second. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Klaus hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simpson. Klaus reaches second base with a double. Nixon goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-2 in the game. Joost hits a pop-up towards short. Littrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Littrell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Joost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0-for-1 in the game. Astroth hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Rashi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rashi is 0-for-1 in the game. Rashi hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Rashi reaches second base with a double. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-2 in the game. Power hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rashi fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jensen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Astroth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Zobchin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-2 in the game. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Zernial hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Zobchin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Astroth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Nixon hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Pearsall moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Klaus strikes out. There goes Pearsall. The throw from Astroth and Pearsall is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Simpson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Simpson moves to second. Ina Slaughter pinch hits for Jack Littrell. Ina Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Simpson moves to third. Finnegan moves to second. Billy Shantz pinch runs for Ina Slaughter. Dick Krahoski pinch hits for Joe Astroth. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski strikes out. One out. Bill Renna pinch hits for Vic Rashi. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Simpson scores. Finnegan moves to third. Shantz moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-3 in the game. Power hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Power reaches second base with a double. Finnegan scores. Shantz scores. It's Red Sox, 3, Athletics, 3. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-3 in the game. Lopez takes first base on ball 4. Leo Keeley now pitching. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Vallow hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Power scores. Lopez moves to second. It's 4-3, Athletics. Tom Hurd now pitching. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Zernial strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Shantz now catching. Tom Gorman now pitching. Joe DeMaestri now playing shortstop. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-3 in the game. Joost hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shantz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zernial who is chasing the ball. Williams reaches third base with a triple. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-3 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. It's Red Sox, 4, Athletics, 4. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Zobchin hits a fly ball into left field. Zernial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Zobchin juggles the ball. That's an error on Zobchin. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Finnegan hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hurd fields it and throws to first for the out. Simpson moves to second. Two outs. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is walked intentionally. Tom Gorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-3 in the game. Hatton takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Hurd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurd bunts towards first. Power fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Klaus hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hurd moves to second. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-4 in the game. Joost hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Power hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Lopez strikes out. Two outs. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Vallo hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Sain now pitching. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simpson who is chasing the ball. Jensen reaches third base with a triple. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Zobchin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Finnegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. White hits a line drive into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Zerniel strikes out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Simpson strikes out. Two outs. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Finnegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 0-for-1 in the game. Shantz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Joost fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cloyd Boyer now pitching. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hatton hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Hurd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurd is 0-for-1 in the game. Hurd hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cloyd Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer bunts towards first. Zobchin scoops it up and throws to first, with Joost covering, for the out. DeMaestri moves to second. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Power is walked intentionally. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Lopez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. DeMaestri scores. Power moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.